This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Yeah. Quality, modularity, sheer indestructible. Or sheerly indestructible. Completely indestructible. Well, no, not completely. Tacticalholsters.com. Check them out. We live in the best time ever for guns and gear. Technology has taken us a long way. There's stuff today available to people that was not available to me when I was in the military. In fact, to a degree, we're overwhelmed with too many gadgets and too many options. Sometimes a shooter, particularly someone who is new to the shooting world, will get completely sidetracked and waste time and money on equipment that is worthless or worse yet, dangerous in the real world. Now, I have run and had plenty of these gadgets. So, I give this advice, and I give this advice freely. Keep it as simple as you can. Buy a quality pistol and a quality carbine, and other than proper lubrication, use them both exactly as they come out of the box. If that's all you can do, you're doing really good. Now, of course, I don't do that. Right? And I'm talking to new shooters, not to those of us who've gone out and tested many things, that have run many things. The reason you want to do this is because you want to have some money left over for some practice ammo. You want some money left over for some spare magazines. And then, after you've bought those things, you should be buying some quality firearms instruction. All of those things should be very highly stressed. Now, I have lived through this process. When you get to a certain point in the process, then you can look at things like agency arms guns. Okay? Now, Bruce Lee used to say about his method of the martial art, which he called Jeet Kune Do, which meant way of the intercepting fist. And it was also mirrored by his hand-picked successor, Dan Inosanto. Somebody coming to a Jeet Kune Do class for the first time, and this was their first exposure to the martial art, would have been completely unimpressed by what they saw in Jeet Kune Do. Was it flashy? Sounds a lot like slapping is going on when they're doing trapping and chi sao and pak sao and all this other stuff. But for somebody who's been in the martial arts for quite a while and gets in there and understands the simplicity of what they're doing and the effectiveness of what they do, then it can be fully appreciated. Now, somebody coming into a gun that picks up a, you know, an agency pistol, and that's the first one ever, all the other guns are going to pale in comparison to that, but that is not necessarily the way it needs to be. I have done most of my training on box stock weapons. It is only recently that I have gone completely agency and completely primary weapon systems and all this other stuff. And there's some other things that I'd like to get my hands on, and if I get a chance, I will. And if not, I've got a good set base here. But, I mean, before the agency arms rifle, before the primary weapon systems rifle, there was the DPMS rifle, then the Wyndham weaponry rifles, then the Adams arms rifles. Couple of iterations, which was the same rifle that was, were basically war sports, but one had a Salient Arms name on it. So I've been through some things, and I have arrived where I've arrived, and, you know, it's not the fanciest stuff I've ever had. It's somewhere in between, and that's the sweet spot. Proper training is priceless. Attend the training with your weapons, box stock, a holster, mag pouches for the pistol, a sling for the carbine. Take some eye and ear protection. You really don't need anything else to get you through the first class. Remember to bring the spare mags for the carbine and the ammo that you bought as well. Get some real trigger time. Develop some skill with your weapons as they come from the factory before you begin the modification and customization that process that we are famous for doing. We do this to fit it to us. That's where that comes in. Customization is something that is purely to do with the individual that wants it customized that way. Weapons coming straight out of the box are more than adequate, as is quality ammo. So unless you're talking about a specialized use in most cases, such as a competition, then a match barrel is not a must-have. It is a very nice thing to have, though. Now, better sights and a better trigger are real nice, though. Both of those make sense as long as you keep in mind the lighting conditions you will use the weapon in for the sights and fight the urge to make the trigger too light in pull weight as a poor substitute for skill. The triggers, the agency arms triggers are 4 pounds. Not even, I mean, the Glock 34 coming out of the box is 3.5 pounds. Agency arms hasn't taken it that far. Those are two classic areas that bite shooters when modifying their weapons for the first time. Learn from the mistakes and be careful when you're starting this little process. One last piece of advice is buy once, cry once. Stick to the brand names with your weapons accessories. Avoid bargain basement brands or the copycat parts and accessories that are dramatically cheaper than the originals and, you know, a lot of those parts and accessories nearly always fail. There'll be some, without a doubt, that are going to work all the time. Without a doubt. But, you know, if you're talking, the only non-Glock magazines I have for my Glocks are made by Magpul, and they work. And I only have two of them. Everything else is Glock, and they work. Magpul, I find Magpul to be pretty good stuff. I don't own any beta mags for my ARs, and I'm never going to own any. Because the 30 rounders work. And I don't even load them all the way. I have to put them to 28. But you get what you pay for. And in the beginning, you need to pay for skill. You need to get to the certain. You need to get to a certain degree with what you're buying for the tools. Get the basic tools. And then go somewhere and learn how to use those tools and master those tools. And then when you're done with all of that, if you want to go up a step, then please do. But go in order. Go in order. There are very few exceptions to the rule that you're going to get what you pay for. But, you know, resist that first urge if you can to begin with. There are plenty of things out there that are really good. We'll be right back.
hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. Indeed. Quality being indestructible, the modularity is astonishing. Check them out. Now, I just was, in the last segment, I was going, keep it simple. So allow me to be contradictory now, if I may. Because technology is advancing. Things are getting smaller. Things are getting better and brighter. Just a few years ago, lights and sometimes lasers on carry guns were limited to the domain of uniformed police officers wearing huge holsters on a 4-inch wide duty belt. But thanks to technological advances in miniaturization, battery performance, and electronics durability, we now have light and laser combinations perfectly suited for concealed carry use. Some of you have probably seen the Smith & Wesson offerings, the 38 Special and the 380, that have integrated lasers on them that come straight from the factory that way. I've owned one of the 38 Specials. I do not currently carry a light on any of my handguns. I have a light that I've got it mounted on my rifle that would fit on my handgun. But I think a light, for me, is better served on a rifle, if that makes sense. But, having said that, I do from time to time, if I'm carrying the Glock 17, with the RMR built onto it now by Agency Arms, I do from time to time stick the Surefire on that. And then I have a holster that will carry it, both concealed and unconcealed. The problem with that is even concealed, that's still quite a lump of technology on your side. So I prefer, when I'm carrying concealed, this is what I prefer to carry, the Glock 19. That is perfect for me. But for those of you who may be considering lights and lasers, understand this first. I don't have any lights and laser sponsors. So this is all based upon what I know and what I've researched. So first things about lights. Lights are a way to verify a target in the dark. That means, however, if you're shining that light on them or bathing them in that light, that means your muzzle of your weapon is in their general direction, if not outright pointed at them. So in using this, while you're trying to complete one rule, you're breaking another one, maybe. But you have to verify that target before you pull the trigger. Now, the laser will support your natural inclination to focus on the threat while allowing you to shoot from a less conventional sighting position. That's the beauty of a laser. If you've painted him with a laser, then it doesn't matter if you're in the isosceles and got a good sight picture or something else. If the laser is zeroed, and if it's a good quality laser, you paint him and then you pull the trigger. Okay? What's a good laser? The Crimson Trace Laser Guard Pro. That one is designed specifically for carry guns. Works on the Glock 42, the 43, the M&P Shield, the Springfield Armory XDS. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach. It's molded to specific pistol frames. It not only matches the look and feel, but wraps around the trigger guard to provide an instinctive activation button on the front grip surface. Those seem to work very, very well. How do you carry the Laser Guard Pro? Well, you can look at, there's certain holster makers out there that make holsters for them. Among them, of course, is Alien Gear. Then there's the Laser Max Spartan Pistol Laser and Light. This is a brand new unit that's amazingly small and light, and it packs both a green laser and an adjustable brightness 120 lumen light, which is enough. That's enough. You don't need a light on the front of your pistol that throws out 300 lumens. You can't shoot as far as that light goes. So, it mounts on just about any rail and offers laser and light. This would be for a full-size pistol. The Glock 19, for example, which I would call a mid-size has a rail underneath it, an accessories rail. The Glock 26 does not. So, you know, some of these things have specific applications and fittings. Then there's the Crimson Trace Railmaster Pro. Little more flexibility than the Laser Card Pro. It's an aluminum body tactical light and laser combo. It's on a rail mount, only solution that's operated by paddles on either side. So it's not pistol specific. Press up or down and it goes on. And it's designed for anything with a rail. So it can be a rifle, a shotgun, a handgun. It has four modes of operation. Light only, laser only, light and laser, or laser plus flashing strobe. Which I would actually like to find a light that was just a strobe. No continuous lighting, because a strobe has a tendency to, be sort of disorientating, if you will. So when you're popping that light on them, well, you know, that works out pretty good. There's pistol, laser, and light options like the Crimson Trace Laser Grips, the Laser Max Guide Rod Laser. Those two have no holster footprint, so you can install them on your weapon and you don't need any special holster at all. And then, you know, there's plenty of weapon lights like the Streamlight TLR series of Surefires. Plenty of holsters on the market for those. Surefire has just come out with one they call the XC10, I think it is, which is very small. Very small. So, and you can actually fashion your own stuff if this is what you want to do. But Alien Gear makes plenty of holsters to work with this kind of stuff, so there you go. With the dizzying array of light and compact pistol, laser, and light options, there's no reason not to think about adding improved low-light capability to your carry gun. While it may take a little shopping time to find the right holster to fit your needs, you will find it. Both Alien Gear and G-Code make holsters for lights on pistols now. So, it's out there. If this is your cup of tea, take a look at it. Take a look at it, because it's out there. I know I started saying, okay, keep it simple. Now I'm saying, but if you want a laser light, I don't, you know, as long as you practice, I don't care what you put on your weapon. I'm going to put a bottle opener on mine pretty soon. We will be right back.
Has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trip. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, nutrients and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Yeah, crazy quality. Recently, for some reason, White House spokesman Josh Earnest was being interviewed by something, and he described what's going on between us and the jihadis as a narrative fight. This narrative fight pronouncement by this idiot press secretary defines perfectly the dogged unwillingness of Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Rodham Pantsuit Clinton to commit Americans to engage in a gunfight with the radical Islamic jihadis. Because both of those two people are wine and cheese liberals who've never had to fight anyone. They've never had to fight for anything in their entire pampered leftist lives. They cannot fathom. They cannot conceive. They cannot reach deep down inside. They cannot confront the thought of mortal combat and fighting and guns and war. So consequently, they fear and despise armed, courageous American citizens in and out of uniform who stand ready to fight to protect their families, their friends, and neighbors, their nation in a shooting war against Islamic jihadis. Because they choose at all to cower and capitulate as a way of life. They struggle constantly and desperately to convince Americans that nothing is worth fighting for. And yet, since 1775, we have been gunfighters in order to preserve our civilization. We've always found fighting unconditionally necessary. But the Mohammedan religion increases instead of lessening the fury of intolerance. It was originally propagated by the sword, and ever since its votaries have been subject above the people of all other creeds to this form of outright sheer barbaric ancient madness. So, all rational considerations are forgotten. Seizing their weapons, they become Ghazis. Or jihadis, as dangerous and as sensible as mad dogs, fit only to be treated as such. In each case, civilization is confronted with militant Mohammedism. The forces of progress clash with those of reaction. The religion of blood and war is face to face with that of peace. Who do you think said that? Try Winston Churchill, way back when. Now, he was brought on to discuss the bombings in New York and New Jersey and the possible connections to international terrorism. Ernest cautioned against painting with a broad brush regarding terrorism and Islam, although they do that every time there's a shooting about gun owners, don't they? He said, when it comes to ISIL, which is also a Obama phrase, we're in a fight, a narrative fight with them, a narrative battle, and what ISIL wants to do is they want to project that they are an organization that is representing Islam in a fight and a war against the West and a war against the United States. That is a bankrupt false narrative. It's a mythology, and we've made progress in debunking that mythology. After laying out advances made militarily against ISIS, which the Obama administration calls ISIL, Ernest again repeated the U.S. had made progress in debunking this mythology. We can't play into this narrative that somehow the United States or the West is fighting against the Muslim religion. The fact is there are millions of patriotic Muslims in this country right now that make our country proud. They serve in our armed forces. They serve in our law enforcement. These are individuals who make a substantial and positive contribution to our country. And that is an inconvenient fact for the ISIL narrative. Then he used a similar line earlier on MSNBC's Morning Joe, saying the fight against ISIS was in some ways just a war of narratives. He's partially right, okay? The hearts and mind argument revolves somewhat at least around competing narratives, with ISIS in an ascendant position due to reflexive anti-Americanism among most Muslims. But if we're going to fight ISIS on that level, we're a sure loser. On that one, as one wag on Twitter pointed out, we fight them in the paragraphs, we'll fight them in the subtext, we'll fight them in the footnote. But there's zero evidence that we're debunking the ISIS narrative, and there's some indication that hatred in the Muslim world of the U.S. is growing. This is partially due to the Obama administration throwing longtime allies like Saudi Arabia under the bus by allowing Iran to maintain a robust nuclear program. But in places like Pakistan, where our drone program killed about 1,000 civilians in the last 7 years, the hate is palpable and has radically affected our relationship with the Pakistanis. The White House would prefer to fight a hearts and minds war against ISIS because we have been ineffective in our bombing campaign. As propaganda, fighting the narrative war works with many Americans, but to eradicate ISIS, it's going to take a lot more in the military theater than we've been doing. ISIS is defeatable, but it takes a commitment, and it takes a ground commitment. We have never won a war in the era of air power with just air power. In the end, it's going to be the infantry. the Queen of Battle. They call it the Queen of Battle because it's part of a couple, because also on the ground you have to have artillery, directed artillery. That's the King of Battle. With those two things in place, then you can win a war. The last time we actually tried to do that was World War II. Then we started, you know, going into wars and never finishing them, starting in Korea, then in Vietnam. And I mean, most recently here with both Iraq and now Afghanistan. But we could do it. But it's not a narrative, okay? The narrative is there, without a doubt. I mean, we have psychological warfare people that try to work on the narrative. So that is present. But if you're talking ultimate victory, then that's going to occur at the end of a weapon. And you've got to be willing to take that all the way. You've got to be willing to take that to the zenith, like we did in Germany, like we did in Japan. That's the way wars are fought, and that's the way wars are won, to take it to the end. When you take it and you head towards the end and then you never get there, you look weaker than you are, simply because you quit when the fight was still going on. You threw in the towel while there were still some punches to be thrown. So now we've got Ernest making the rounds. These last few weeks of this president's term can't go by fast enough. They just can't go by fast enough. Last time, back to GCN we go. We'll be right back.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Today,
How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live on the Second Call Defense Complete, or from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Without a doubt, the most durable holster out there today, with both tactical, concealed, and inside the waistband options, G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. It is now, if it is not painfully obvious to everyone out there, then let me help you with this. Pantsuit is in no shape for the rigors of campaigning. She would not be able to take the killing responsibilities of the presidency. Okay? She was spotted by Getty Images photographer Justin Sullivan being helped up the stairs at Temple University in Philadelphia, where she's making a speech, supposedly making a pitch to millennials. But if any suburban moms happen to catch her on the local news and decide to vote for her instead of Trump, why would that be welcome? But the image of a presidential candidate being helped upstairs again is the last thing that she needs. So, we're now nearing a point where torching Hillary, dumping her as the candidate late in the race, as happened before when Democrats in New York jumped scandal-plagued Senate nominee incumbent Robert Torselli in early October 2002, barely a month prior to the election, is attractive to the Democrats. As irregular as this may seem, the New Jersey Supreme Court unanimously supported the move despite no statutory authorization. Of course, presidential ballots are a state issue, and there is no guarantee that all 50 state Supreme Courts will be as accommodating as New Jersey's was to the imperative of Democrats to have an electable candidate. The Democrats never bothered vetting Hillary's health or anything else about her, and now they're paying the price for running a sick old woman while proclaiming themselves to be the party of compassion. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. Any of you think he is a font of political wisdom? Well, meet me at the Brooklyn Bridge. It's for sale, and I am the real estate agent. Even Those few must have been astonished by his response to the first of the two incidents in his city on September 17, 2016. In his mode of political correctness, he said the explosion on that day of a device in the Chelsea section of New York that injured 29 people was an intentional act. But he refused to acknowledge that the device was a bomb by an Islamic terrorist. You could draw the conclusion that it was really a Chinese firecracker that a joker used to intensify the usual cacophony on 23rd Street on New York on a Saturday evening. Even for the politically correct, it is now clear the various attacks or attempted attacks in 2 days, two in New York, one on Seaside Park in New Jersey, one in Elizabeth, New Jersey, were perpetrated by an individual linked to or influenced by radical Islam, which we now know to be true, Rahimi. Fortunately, no one was killed in the explosions in New York and elsewhere, but the life of the city, its transport system, and its economy have been affected, if only temporarily. In addition, the financial cost is high since, along with the physical damage, 1,000 additional New York State police officers and National Guard troops are being deployed to patrol bus terminals, airports, and subway stations in New York. You have to do that. So it is ironic that the major explosion took place a few days before the 71st annual meeting in New York of the United Nations General Assembly beginning on September 19th, 2016. The U.S.'s host country is responsible for the security of the thousands of dignitaries who are attending the meeting, little more than a mile away from the scene of the explosion at 23rd Street. They are due to discuss a number of important global issues, including climate change and sustainable development. But recent events have made it even more imperative that the UN should spend considerably more time on what should be its immediate priority, responding to international terrorism. It is very bewildering to me that there are countless proposed definitions of terrorism by organizations and countries throughout the world, and the UN has been unable to agree on any binding definition, and consequently unable or unwilling to propose solutions or get agreement to act against the evil of our time. The problem is even more pronounced because the UN is supposed to prevent and combat terrorism, even if undefined. The UN endorsed the Global Control Terrorism Strategy and Counterterrorism Implementation Task Force, whatever that is. In 2004, the UN Security Council, in Resolution 1566, passed a non-binding resolution on terrorism, which I don't even, it's non-binding, why even take it up? It has also been concerned with threats to international peace and security. But the lack of consensus among the countries on what behavior constitutes terrorism prevents action. The ones that can't decide that what, you know, what we call terrorism is terrorism, if they can't decide it, they're probably sponsoring it. And we probably should look at them as sympathetic to it. Yeah. On the definition of and the search of the for the cause and motivation of terrorist acts, some clarity is appropriate to a degree. Many well-meaning humanitarian organizations often call for inquiry into the root causes of terrorism. As a starting point, they should be aware that terrorism is not to be equated with any of the suggestions that are, in effect, excuses for violence. The armed struggle of people under colonial or foreign domination or occupation. The struggle for liberation and self-determination. The unlawful use of force, poverty, social and economic inequality, racial or religious discrimination, emotional and mental instability. The reality, which is all too obvious in view of the recurring atrocities aimed at killing innocent civilians, is that the overwhelming terrorism in our age is the result of radical Islam. Whether perpetrated by organizations that may or may not be state-sponsored or by private individuals, a so-called lone wolf, maybe ISIS, Al-Qaeda, the Nusra Front, Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb, Al-Morabitan, Boko Haram, Ansar al-Sharia in Algeria, or one of the many Islamist groups in the Middle East and North Africa, maybe individuals such as Nidal Hassan, or Dahir Adan, or Ahmad Khan Rahimi. In all cases, whether or not the individual perpetrator was addressed as a soldier of the Islamic State, the objective was the same: to inflict maximum damage on Western life and civilians in the name of Islam. We now appreciate that ISIS has been claiming responsibility for most of the terrorist acts and groups of individuals all over Europe and in the U.S. ISIS and its main competitor, Al-Qaeda, and other Islamist groups have declared they're at war with the West. And the U.S. is the prime target, the main symbol of liberty, civil and human rights, and of the Enlightenment. The most recent ISIS video is "So Take Warning." So, Obama says it, but it is not true. Terrorism has not been contained. In order to counter it, there's a number of actions that are going to be necessary. The next president of the U.S. must exercise leadership and willpower and lead a coalition of interested foreign parties that could include not only the Democratic West, but also Russia, Turkey, the Kurds, and the Gulf countries. And he has to make clear that the U.S. is responding to and giving priority to the war inflicted on Western civilization while maintaining the delicate balance between free expression, national security, and the protection of the population. ISIS survives on extortion, robbery, human trafficking, and oil, and that must end. So must the other groups, especially Al-Qaeda, which cut ties with ISIS in February of 2014 for tactical and ideological reasons, and now is anxious to reassert its influence. Then there's cyberspace, social networks. We need to look at them as well. Third issue is the controversial one of immigration. Europe doesn't like it too much. New British Prime Minister Theresa May has declared that the uncontrolled wave of immigrants into Europe is not in the best interest of the UK nor of the countries they have left. We'll see where it goes. We'll be back here in about 21 hours. Between now and then, please remember this. It has been about gun. It's never been about gun control. It's always going to be about total control. My thanks to the Punisher for another masterful board that has been run. This has been Lock and Load.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.